greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. I'll be joining you live just in a few minutes with part two of Pledges, Vows, and Oaths. You don't want to miss it. It's a great one. Should inspire you to trust in the eternal. You know, most people trust in the government, which is supply their needs. Very few people trust Yahweh to supply. Man, we're going to need Him tonight, and we're going to pray the prayer of faith that was once delivered to the saints. We're going to reach out and petition heaven for the sake of the gospel. I'll be right back. Yes, we will. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Welcome in here, ladies and gentlemen. We've got a great program for you tonight. We love you very much, and we send you racial covenant greetings from the text tonight of vows that we're going to declare is constitutional in the Holy Ghost kingdom. You know, a lot of people don't want to abide by the Holy Ghost kingdom. They want to abide by the Constitution of, say, the United States or Germany or France or England, being loyal to the nations. You know, I've even heard preachers say, you're supposed to obey the laws of the land. Well, they just passed the gay marriage law. I guess maybe we ought to. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot to think about tonight, and what I want to build up your most holy faith is to encourage you to help us in the name of Yahweh, that we could press toward the mark and the high calling that is in the name of Yahweh, praise Yahweh, and that we could press toward this mark together. You know, there's strength in numbers. You know, united we stand and divided we fall. So we really need your help. And the reason that we need your help is because we've made a commitment for a feast site. This feast site is going to be for the saints of Yahweh, for the brethren. It's a place where people could get anointed. A place where we could study and pray and seek His face and turn from our wicked ways. Where He could hear from heaven in the last days. That we have the ability, through Your love, to keep our hands lifted where that we have the ability to send out the messages and hope and trust that it would be a blessing to you. You know, we need encouragement in the last days. And my heart's been very encouraged. We've just took another inventory today, and we have now determined we've got over 30,000 in silver that's been donated to the cause of the fee site, and that's going to put us still far short of what we need. That's going to put us actually right around $90,000 down on the property of 148. So we've got 30 to 40 days to, you know, to move it on up there a little bit. And you pray. Make a vow with us tonight. Make a covenant with Yahweh and see if He won't bless you. The Bible said, He said, see if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. He loves a cheerful, a faither. You know, there's something about faith in. Faith works miracles. Faith is evidence of things not seen. Now, you gotta get the things that you need from those who have it. And those are a little here and a little there, here a little and there a little, the Bible said. I'm gonna give you a Gestalt scripture. This is a hallmark. This is a classic scripture. I don't want you to ever forget it. Keep it in your memory bank. When times gets bad and, you know, the financial times, right, it's, you know, the devil knows when you would do good that evil's always present. And we are in the worst economic times. This nation is probably at the most critical state of being since it's been a nation. I don't know where we're going to survive or not. I don't know where we're going to make it or not. But I want you to know one thing. This nation will never, until it changes its ways, until it changes its constitution. You see, the constitution is lacking. Oh yeah, we coined our money in God we trust. These many gods, which one? We got to define. We got to reconstitute the Constitution. We've got to decide if we're on Yahweh's side or whether we're on the devil's side. Listen to this scripture, Genesis 28 and 2 verses, 20 through 22. Read with me. And Jacob, that's our father. That's the bloodline of the house of Israel. Now, the house of Israel is looked at as Jewish. You know, that's the biggest misnomer in the world. The bloodline of Jacob is not Jewish. There happened to be 13 wonderful tribes, all with the blood of Jacob, which was from the blood of Noah, which was from the blood of Shem, which was from the blood of Abraham, which was from the blood of Isaac. And now, today, Jacob vowed a vow. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You'll never have it if you don't vow it. You know, if you keep saying, well, I'm going to give Yahweh something. If you don't make a vow obligates. A vow is a determination to please Yahweh with all your heart. He vowed a vow saying, if Yahweh be with me and keep me in this way. Now, what way? He didn't say keep me in the way. He said this way. Jacob was in a way that is alien to the ways of the world. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. If you spend more at Wally World than you do for Yahweh, you got a problem. You love Wally World more than you love Yahweh. If you give more money to the system of the world for, you know, like ball games and ice hockey, golf, motorcycles, outriggers, power boats, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, what's greater than making a vow to Yahweh to pay your pledges to see that there's a kingdom? Now, I'm not talking about just any Thesite. We're going to tell you that the King's Gate Inn, which is located in Sweetwater, Tennessee, done claimed, five brethren and sisters walked across the property and claimed it in Yahweh's name. $61,000 was deposited immediately. Now here we are, ready to go with 30 more thousand plus. When we're counting our coins, I mean, we're just digging up coins and we're trying to put together the necessary funds. If you can help us. Now, we don't tell you how much to give. We just ask you to give. Give till it hurts and then there's a blessing. If you just give to be given, they probably ain't a blessing in that. But listen to what Yahweh said. Jacob affirmed, if, now he vowed a vow. Now this is a vow, I'm going to show you what the vow is. If he be with me, if he keep me in this way that I go, and he will give me bread to eat. Now remember the Bible said man shall not live by bread alone. This was a spiritual twofold metaphoric vow. And he will put raiment on my back so that I come again to my father's house in peace. Now, I want you to listen to me now. I come to my father's house in peace. Now, the Bible said that Abraham looked for a city to come. That's the father's house. In my father's house are many mansions. I'm coming back for you. If you've been faithful, if you've loved me, if you've kept my commandments, if you've kept my Sabbaths, if you've kept your vows, if you've paid your tithes, if you've committed. When you say, right now, ladies and gentlemen, I know it's a dark time. I know it's fearful. Now is the time to demonstrate your faith. Man, how we could use 15 to 20 pieces of silver. Or 15 to 20 pieces of gold. Somebody's got it. Somebody's got at least 20 pieces of gold, or 20 pieces of silver that you could send our way. You know what 20 pieces of gold would be? Gold is at $1,200 almost and $47 an ounce. $1,247. If you could send us 20 pieces of gold, some people maybe have got one or two pieces. We'll take it. We need it. Make that commemorative offering in what we were calling the majestic order. This is a majestic order for those who have give to acquire the sight. Whether you give 5 cents or whether you give $50,000, we're going to make up a commemorative document to acknowledge you, and we'll place it on the property as a memorial and as a reminder of those who have vowed and have kept their vows. Praise Yahweh. It's important. It's not the amount. It's what it's given with. If you could give 5 cents in faith, it'd be better to give 5 cents in faith. Faith is something that's not seen. That 5 cents could turn into $50,000 by faith behind it. See, the one that multiplies it and blesses it is the man that you vow to, not you. Listen to what he said. If you're going to be with me, I'm going to vow something to you, Father. If you'll be with me, if you'll keep me in this way, not any way, not your way, not the highway, not the broad way. If you'll keep me in this way, what way? It's a way where no unclean thing will walk thereon. We don't want nothing unclean to attend our festival. We don't want no demons. We don't want no half and halves. We don't want no so-calls. We're going to be particular, and God's going to bless us. I will come again into this place of my Father's house in peace. That's shalom. He'll give me bread to eat, raiment to put on. Then shall Yahweh be my mighty one, my eternal. And this will be the sign. This stone, we're going to set 13 of them up as a memorial. Now this stone was a particular stone. It represented the birthright stone, and it went to the house of Ephraim. We noted Ephraim as the elect chosen birthright son. And you say, well, what? It don't matter. Oh, yes, it does. You know, if you teach these things, it makes so much in the metaphorical sense of application to your soul to open up these tumblers on the lock. You stand on an old fashioned altar. There will be 17 stones that are placed in that altar, if it's done properly, 17. Well, 7 is complete and 1 is Yahweh. It all comes back to Him. 7 and 1 together is 8. And 8 is a new beginning. So you make yourself, He said, I'll bow to you, Yahweh, if you'll put bread on my table, raiment on my back, shoes on my feet, and keep me in this way. I will give, listen to what he said now, this is his vow, then this stone, which I have set for a pillar, shall be Yahweh's house. In other words, see what he's doing there, he was saying, this is going to be the cornerstone. I am going to build Yahweh a house. Well, did you know that it wasn't realized until old Solomon, David being an Ephraimite from the house of Joseph. I don't know where you know that or not, but he was. He placed that stone as a cornerstone of faith. And they built the first temple through this vow right here that Jacob gave. It was a long... Look how long it took Jacob and his seed to acquire or see the fruits of that vow. Now, as long as they honored Yahweh, as long as they loved Him, as long as they kept His commandments, as long as they remained loyal, it was a theocracy, our government, run by Yahweh. Our government today in the United States is not run by Yahweh. Although we got coins that says, "In God we trust." But it's against the system's laws that they have designed. You see, you've got to keep church. That's a body of believers. In this sense, a Christian body of believers dedicated to keeping Yahweh's laws and to honoring Him. And He said, if you will, all that thou shalt give me. Now, he acknowledged, first of all, that he hadn't got nothing, that he and he worked hard for his living. I mean, he worked 14 years for his wife that he loved. He worked another 14 years for the cattle and the sheep and the things, and he only picked out the scrubs, so help me. He took the scrubs. He gave all the thoroughbreds and Herefords and all of those good prized bulls and cows and sheep and rams and things, he gave them to Laban, his father-in-law. See, Yahweh can sometimes take the inferior with his blessings. It becomes superior. So if you want to be superiorly blessed, if you want to rise up out of the doldrums, why don't you get adventuresome? Why don't you put Yahweh to a test? Take Genesis 28:20.
Well, I got to save for a rainy day.
You know what, ladies and gentlemen? There's going to be a rainy day. And you're going to reach for your money that you've trusted in. It's going to have holes in it. And the moths and the thieves have stole it. You know, I was just telling a sister and a brother that I was talking to before the service came on. And I said, you know what? There's a people that runs the financial system of this world in control of the treasure. That's Satan's delight. He loves the money bag, just like Judas. They knew that men and women born around World War II, that they would go to work and they would save their money and work hard for it and develop pensions and 401ks and bank wealth and, you know, hide it in the banks and stuff. And so the thieves knew that, so they brought in hard times, economic times. They devalued the 401ks by at least 40%. That's almost still in one half of it. And then our government turned and took the money that had been saved and bailed out or give the money to the loan people, what we'll call, the Bible calls, the money changers. It actually gave them a reward for stealing it from you. I mean, it's incredible how these people can take your wealth. You can't outplan them. They know too much about the system. While you're sleeping, they're planning. They're stealing. So, remember this. Without the blessings and the safety of Yahweh, lay not up your treasures where these thieves, he's talking about these money changers, that they would destroy your wealth and take it, foreclose on it, make time so bad that you would give them your last dollar for a piece of bread. Well, right now, we are in such a predicament. They have planned on how to control food. Walmarts are now the basis for food distribution centers, if so be that there's trouble in the land. Well, that's just a matter of time. So you're going to have to go before Wally World, and you'll see the FEMA directors of emergency management. That means they manage, not you. You'll get you a food ration card handed to you, and if you don't do what they say, you're going to be on your knees begging for food. You're going to be hungry. There's nothing to eat unless they give it to you, and the heirloom seeds are getting now hard to find. I was talking to Brother Mississippi, Brother Mark, one of my sponsors, and matter of fact, he's sponsoring tonight. He was telling me that there is a scarcity of seeds. I don't know whether you know that or not, but Russia has now banned all exports of their heirloom seeds that come here and are planted in the ground. It used to be the other way around. Now our farmers are paid to bank their soil and not plant. That's control. And boy, how we have failed for it. I will give you, if you will bless me to build your house. That's what he said. Now, folks, it didn't happen until one. Now, this is around 1450, somewhere along the equation of the land and the division of the land. But this was around 1950 for Jacob. when he dreamed 1950 B.C., somewhere around 1950 B.C., 1,950 years before the advent of the Messiah. Now, that's a long time. That's almost 2,000 years to realize the dream of his vow. I want to set this up and make sure that my seed, that's who probably he meant, would build my house, David, and sit on this throne forever. And listen what he said. I will surely give you a tenth. I want to ask you a question. Are you up on your pledges of your income? Have you given a tenth? That's just requirement. Now, there's offerings to be added to that, and a fifth to the tithe. And every third year, there was a special year that you were to bring your foodstuffs. Every third year, I don't know where you know this or not. We'll talk a little bit about it when we got time. But every third year, you had to bring your produce. Every time you come, three times a year, you brought with you. That's why the Bible said you didn't come with your hands empty. You brought your squash, your melons, your fruits. You brought your apples. You brought your oranges. You brought your banana. Whatever you had, you brought your vegetables and things. You brought your meat offerings. And you brought it to Yahweh's assembly or Yahweh's feast site. That's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to get a place where we can have it stocked with your tithes and offerings to keep, in other words, to feed the festival people that come and to prepare and to learn. You see, the Bible says that men are destroyed without knowledge. Well, the festival site is a place to get your knowledge. I don't know where you know that or not. But I'm telling you, I'm an old, old warrior in this way. And if you don't get it, to whom it's been given to, you can read the Bible, you can pray, you can fast, you can do everything without someone to guide you or someone to direct you. And ladies and gentlemen, where the knowledge is, that's where there's safety. And the multitude of the council, when the elders are watching for your soul, on the day of Pentecost when they sold their possessions, when they gave what they had, they even sold their possessions. Well, I've seen that come to pass. This coming next week, some of the brothers and sisters, the ones that can. Now, if you ain't, you know, I don't want to belittle you if you ain't got nothing. But if you're sitting there with a dollar and you don't send me a dime, and you claim Yahweh, you claim you know Him, you're holding back. You say, well, what good's a dime? I can take that dime with the blessings of Yahweh. He said, I will give you a tenth. Well, if you're sitting there and say, well, I'm just too poor, I couldn't afford a stamp. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can send your payment to Sears Roebuck in. You can send your payments to Wally World in. Why don't you remember Yahweh? Can't you set aside, and the Bible tells you to do this. You're to set aside as Yahweh's blessed you, and maybe tonight I might get on that third year tithe that a lot of people don't know what it's for. I'm going to explain it to you if we can go on in the series, and I'm inspired to do so. But nevertheless, listen to this. In Genesis 31:13, the second scripture I'm giving you tonight. I am Yahweh of Bethel. Now remember, the birthright son was to live at Bethel, the place of the stone. Well, the Bible says in Genesis 49:22-24 that Joseph would be the stone shepherd. Out of him would come the stone shepherd. Now remember, 1950 B.C., and almost 2,000 years later, here come the stone shepherd out of the house of Joseph. We're not ashamed to teach you where he come from, and we're not backing up and taking a seat to nobody that says that Christ was a Jew. That is not true. If you believe it, you're just misinformed. You're undereducated. You need to come to a festival. Now, I'm going to have more time, Yahweh willing. If I don't, somebody else will be there. They'll have more time to teach these truths to the flock as necessary to gain knowledge. The Bible said to grow in grace and knowledge. You can't grow without giving. Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. I am Yahweh of Bethel, that where thy anointed the pillar. See, when he gave the vow of Genesis 28, he went on a long time, and then finally in 31 Genesis, Yahweh appears. He hadn't forgot that vow. He says, I'm Yahweh of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar, and where you vowed, listen to this now, where you vowed, you think Yahweh don't remember? You think that the Bible said that you should remember to pay your vows? Ladies and gentlemen, your life, your eternal life is laying on these conditions. It's most important. I literally know brothers and sisters that actually steal out of their budget. I'm telling you. They clip their budget. They save a dollar here and a dollar there and send it to me. I'm so honored. Every time I get a love offering, every time I get an envelope, all those go into our little feast fund, or they go into the radio time, or they go into helping me and support my life, because I live with the tithe, the Levite tithe. I live by that. However, we have managed to come up with the love and generosity of some of the brothers and sisters. Some of them, literally, if they get an extra dollar, they make sure I get it to save it. And for the day that we are now in, claiming, we're claiming by faith. We're not sowing sparingly. We're not giving grudgingly. We're not begrudging what we've given. Man, I'm telling you, I've been a long time in this, and I've been in on a lot of activities. I'm very excited about this one because we're in the last days. Time's short. You better get where the fire's going to fall. You better get on that old-fashioned altar that Elijah, in 1 Kings 18, when he dedicated the altar back to Yahweh. We're going to have a fellowship dedication of a beautiful altar in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Think about that. At the King's Gate Inn. Let me say that again. At Sweetwater, Tennessee. Think about that. Sweetwater. Not bitter water. Not jealous water. Did you know there's vowels in Numbers that show that there was bitter water that invoked the revelation of the curse that was put upon someone that had broke their vows? The vow of jealousy, envy, and strife. Ladies and gentlemen, it's everywhere. Keep that vow to Yahweh. Say, Yahweh. See, he didn't forget this vow that Jacob made in Genesis 28. He remembered in 31. I'm Yahweh. Where you vowed a vow to me. Listen to what he said now. Now. It shall come to pass now. Not at the time that you make the vow. It may not be right then, but it's coming. I had a brother told me, he said, I'm going to send you $1,000. He said, I ain't got it right now, but I'll have it in 60 days. He said, when are you going to close? And I told him, I said, it's going to be about 60 days. At that time, now it's less than that because the clock is ticking. He said, I'll have it. You'll get it. Faith by a poor man. He didn't have it. I'm telling you, he didn't have it. But he said, you'll have it. I'll get it to you. Put it in on the feast site. Holy ground. Sanctified and dedicated. I am Yahweh. And I am the God of Bethel. Where you anointed the pillar and where you vowed to me. He didn't forget it. Now arise, get out of this land, and return to the land of your kindred. Boy, ain't you thankful that we're going to get out of this worldly land and we're going to have a place that that is dedicated to Yahweh and owned by Yahweh, not by any individual. I don't want one dime in it to be in my name. Nothing's going to be in my name. Not one thing there's going to be in my name. Praise Yahweh. Nothing I've got today. I don't own nothing. Nothing in my name. All I own is Yahweh. And He owns me. All that you do, do it all in the name of Yahweh. And then He will strengthen you. He will bless you going in. He'll bless your food basket. He'll bless where you've got your treasures laid up. He won't let the thief steal it. You know, you can plan and think, well, boy, I'm going to hit it on the stock market. I know a lot of brothers and sisters that have lost their rear ends in the stock market because they trusted these trained money changers that have robbed the innocent, the naive, and those who have failed to put their money where it's going to be safe. You know, one thing about the Muslims that I love, they do their own banking. They're not associated with any of the international banking system. Now, let me repeat that. The Muslims are not associated with any international banking scheme. They got their own support system. They have their own. Now, that's not a bad deal. Notice this. I need your help. I need somebody to send me $5,000 of FRNs. I'm not against you. If you've got them, please help me. I really need your help, and I don't very seldom spend a lot of time telling you that we need your help. This is very critical for us to get the deed to the property, to the ranch, as my good brother Pard says. We need a deed to the ranch. We call it the King's Gate Inn. You know, when the Messiah was born, there was no room in the inn. The king was there, but there was no inn. Now, we've got the king here, and we want the end, because the end is declared from the very beginning. King's Gate Inn. That's the name of the property. Send me $5,000. Some of you could send me $10,000, and some could do like the brother did. We need more than what I'm making an appeal for. This is an urgent appeal. We've got less than a month and a half to come up with $87,000. We need your help. Every little bit helps. And so we're not making a plea for you to just sell the couch and the chair. I know a man that had a television in his house and he swapped it for a milk cow because he got condemned watching TV. And the milk cow was pregnant, already bred. The guy was on the way to the market and passed this guy's house and they traded. He went home with a TV and the old preacher man that was a good friend of mine, been a long time associate with him, he took the cow. The cow was pregnant. She had twins. Well, there must have been a twin gene in the bloodline of the cow, because the first two were heifers, and then they were bred, and they had, and so he wound up with thousands of dollars as opposed to sitting there watching TV. He's blessed. You can be blessed. Listen to this. I am the God of Bethel, the house of bread. When you anointed the pillar, I knew where that thou vowest a vow unto me. Now arise, get thee out of this land, and return to the land of your kindred. We want to come to the land of the kindred. Only the blushing people of Jacob Israel. That's who we're after. We make an appeal to you. Help us. If you're in Jesus' name, please do not be offended when I speak in terms of Yahweh. It's just that you don't have understanding. Come and listen to the teaching. Come and listen to the research that's available for you. Learn, study to show yourself a workman approved that needeth not to be ashamed. Listen to this one now. In the book of Numbers, and Israel vowed a vow unto Yahweh and said, if you will indeed deliver this unto us, then we will destroy the enemy and their cities. Israel vowed a vow. Can you make a vow tonight to help Pastor Buddy and the Kingsgate Inn Fellowship? We really need your help. We'll remember you. We will take your vows and we'll take them to the altar. And we'll burn those vows, the receipts, or the envelopes, or whatever you send it to us in. We'll take that and we will offer it up on the altar in the first far box. And we will keep that in relationship to where you can have a piece of the King's Gate Inn and memorial burnt on the origination of the altar that we're going to build. I've talked to Brother Randy about this, and he's the chief engineer. He's got the compass and the wheel, and he does all of the designing. And we're going to choose carefully the stones that we're going to lay in the ground. We're going to lay them in there very perfectly. This is going to be a beautiful altar. It's going to be a place to worship. If you don't believe in altar building, you don't believe in the Bible. We've got away from all old-fashioned altar building, aligned true north. We got away from that and we got into the bell box altar with a steeple on and a vagina. And we fell for the Christian bait of deceit. So, ladies and gentlemen, we should be very careful where we place our tithes. It's very important that if you place your tithing to where it's going to benefit and where it's going to be blessed, then Yahweh is going to bless you. Come to Sweetwater, Tennessee when we get the festival site opened. Hopefully, we were trying so desperately to get it open. We were trying to get it under the wire. The festival for the House of Yahweh, for the Tabernacles Festival, is going to be on the 21st of October. Well, it's going to be such a thin line. We're either going to be a week late or a week early. Pray that we can close early enough to set this in motion, that at least we can come to the festival site and set up tents and worship there and pray and start the development. It's going to take several years to get it developed. This is the first time we'll ever have our feast site materials that we collect and where we've got in the assembly where we can keep it all together. We know a little bit about what is needed to operate a feast site. And we know also what it takes and required to keep it operating. We know that. So our festival is going to begin on October, on the night of the 21st, that's on a Thursday night of October, we will begin the first day of Tabernacles. And the last day, which is the eighth day of that feast, will end on the 29th of October. Now, if we close by the full moon, which is what we plan, hope to, if we can close, that will give us 1 week, 6 days, actually, to set the feast out, move in, set it up, and it's going to be a thin line. It's going to be bare bones to start with on the first festival. But each year that we meet, we'll have more development. People can come and donate time, your talents. We'll keep improving what we've done. We want to try to do it as good as we can to start with initiation. See, Yahweh's a first-class Yahweh. He wants everything done right. And when he multiplied the bread, he had the brethren to pick up 12 baskets. And that symbolizes the house of bread at Bethel, where we could assemble and where everybody was fed. And he didn't want that wasted. So we're going to be very saving with your tithes and your offerings. The ground will not be buddies. It won't be yours. It won't be nobody's, but it'll be Yahweh's property with brethren that are operating or overseeing. See, you got to have law. And you got to abide by the ordinances and things that are set up, incorporated within the faith. We don't want to be unreasonable to nobody. We don't want to mistreat nobody. We want to make it welcome, but there is reservations on the property. And you'd have to attend and stay in the loop. You know, a lot of people don't know what's going on. They come in, you know, and they say, well, we don't know what's going on here. That's because you haven't attended, because you've not been privy. With everything that happens when they're in the festival basically stays in the hearts of the people at the festival. We very seldom teach the things outside what is taught at the festival. Most of that is never preached on the air. And we do that purposely. Because this gospel is not for the dogs. This gospel is for the righteous. This gospel is for the hungry. Those that are searching for the way. And brother from Knoxville has just asked me a question online here. Where are we looking to purchase property? Oh, yes, we're looking, brother, and we've already got it purchased. We just ain't got it paid for. And it's in Sweetwater, Tennessee. And the name of the property is going to be Kingsgate Inn. It's a place where the weary, the hungry, and the righteous, and the joyful, you know, we're going to sing and have dances and campfires, and around the old campfire we're going to get our guitars out and going to pray and sing and shout and praise Yahweh, just like the old ancient Israelites used to do. We'd like to have you as a member. Not to join us up and be obligated to us, but to just help us. If you've got a love offering of any denomination, as long as it's a Yahwist, we don't take anything outside that. But send it to us. If you got FRNs, send it to us. If you've got silver coins, send it to us. Somebody's got 20 gold coins. Something is placed in my spirit to ask that somebody's got 20 gold coins. What a blessing that'd be. I believe with 20 gold coins, plus a few more silver coins, some other could give it in, that put us over the hump to get a deed. All we need is a deed, and once it's clear, it'll be placed in trust. And the elders will be handed down from generation to generation, and the land, as long as it's operated through my will, I'm going to fix it where it's going to be there forever, in Yahweh's name. Not owned by anybody, but Yahweh. And then Yahweh and who He chooses to run it. So help us plan to get this done in the name of Yahweh. Now, my time is just come and gone. I really can't believe that I haven't had more time to explain this. But it's awesome. It is joy unspeakable. Listen to this now. Hannah. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 11. That's 1:1:1. She vowed a vow and said, Yahweh, if you will indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid, she was barren, she didn't have no son, and if you will remember me and not forget thine handmaid, now this is a vow, but will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto you all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Now I want to ask you a question. Have you ever really considered Samuel? He is, without a doubt, to Israel, and always will be, his legacy lives on. He even survived death. Oh, praise Yahweh. Well, that's a revelation. That's some things that are scary. And we're going to preach on some of those deep-seated things about the prophet Samuel. Can you see him? Now, he's just a young child when he was dedicated and given to Yahweh. She kept her vow, by the way. He was one of the, if not the, greatest prophet in the book of Samuel. where it's related that he became a prophet. And he honored Yahweh till he died. And then after that, he was still alive. You don't die. You can't lose with the stuff we use. The Holy Ghost, the power, the Ruach within you, greater is he that is within you than he that is in the world. He's awesome. He's joy unspeakable. He survived death. No razor. Can you see this man? Can you see his long, you know, a lot of people say, well, men shouldn't have long hair. Here's a man that had long hair. He never had a razor. This vow was honored. Samuel didn't know why he wouldn't to cut his hair, but he didn't. He died with that hair that he was born with. It never was cut. No razor ever come upon his head. You see these people that's cut and scarred and skinned, and I mean, it's a shame how we've become a lost people. Can you help me tonight? Can you help me? Can you sit down and write me a letter? Could you call me tonight? I'll stay up all night long if you'll call me. If I'm asleep when the phone rings, I'll do my best to get it. If not, leave me a message and I'll call you back on my dime. We need your help. You got a few coins laying around? Put them in a FedEx envelope. Insure it and send it to Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284. If you'd like a blessing, Yahweh, he don't forget the vows that you make, but you better honor them if you make it. Don't make a vow if you don't intend to keep it. But if you make it, honor it. And Yahweh will honor it. He don't never forget. He didn't forget Jacob's. He blessed Jacob to the day he died, and Jacob blessed him with a 10% of everything that he had, including everything that he growed, including everything that was on the hoof, all of his cattle, his sheep, his Herefords and whatever, his prize bulls. Everything was tied to Yahweh. And look what a family that Israel become. I'm one of the children of Jacob. I'm part of his vow. I don't know whether you realize it or not, but if you're Jacob's seed, you're part of that vow he made in 1950 B.C. Oh, man, so wonderful. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Again now, very quickly, Pastor Buddy, that's all you need. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Now, as soon as we get the 87,000 that we're trying to raise, then I can close and we'll give us another week or two on the preparation of the feast site. Brothers could come early. Some have volunteered to come early anyway. And to help us get it set up, we've got a ton of work to do. So we appreciate you if you could help us. And Yahweh bless you. My telephone number tonight, if you'd like to call me and give me some good news. Somebody call me up and say, Pastor Buddy, I've got 20 gold coins. I've been saving them and now I feel inspired. Yahweh spoke to me and told me to send them to you. If you've got 21, that's 37, that's a sacred number. Send them and I'll put them to work on your behalf. You'll become one of the majestic high priest orders. Everyone that gives and contributes will have one of those certificates. We'll have many available. We'll have them typed up and signed by the elders to your loyalty and dedication of what you give. Call me, area code 423-626-2172. My cell phone number tonight is 423-259-0606. I love you. I'll see you tomorrow night, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWRB 3.185. Help me at Sweetwater, Tennessee, the festival site soon to become a reality at the King's Gate Inn. Help us to get across the finish line. We need your help. Help us to be there at the festival. I'd like to sometime in October. 21st. Be there to do the first radio broadcast live, sitting around maybe an old campfire and telling you that we have arrived. We've got the property. We're fixing to build the buildings and the assemblies and things that we're going to have on the property. We've got a lot of plans for it, but we need a lot of money. Help us. And I'll see you tomorrow night. Yahweh bless you and I love you.
But he's calling out to us right now, saying, will you ride with me? And we say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We just do it one more time. Yes, Lord. Fire in his eyes and the sword in his hand, and he's riding a white horse across this land. He has fire in his eyes.